Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Getting There, Innovations in Education, brought to you by eSchool News. My name's Kevin Hogan. I'm editor-at-large, and I'm glad you found us. I'm also really happy to have Dr. Elena Zachary Ross from the great district of the Ypsilanti Community Schools in Michigan, right outside of Detroit. Doctor, how are you? Thank you for joining me today.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
I only had to practice Ypsilanti once, right? And I got it down pretty good.
You were perfect.
All right. Fantastic. Well, you know, as I mentioned before the recording, this is exactly a year from when I began these conversations. And when I look back at the archive and I think about the things that district leaders were dealing with at that time, it's still mind-bending, you know, what you have all been through. I mean, everybody's been through it, right? But there's an extra layer when it comes to being an educator. And I think even an extra layer when it comes to being an administrator on top of that and having to moderate, you know, the various entities. So I guess I'm very tired of talking about the pandemic. I'm tired of talking about COVID-19. We still do need to talk about it though. And let me ask you, what's the current state of play in your district when it comes to your setups? Tell us your story.
Absolutely. Here in Ypsilanti, you know, we're a small community right next door to Ann Arbor, only about 40 minutes from Detroit. And so we sit here in a great area in Washtenaw County, yet, you know, we're the district that really serves typically those who are underrepresented. And so there's been some challenges. However, you know, just like everyone else, the staff, the students and families have risen to the challenge. And so all along this year, we have had three models. We had an in-person model, a remote to return, and an online all year model. And we did that by surveying the staff and surveying the students, because we knew everybody has something different they were dealing with. Some staff said, I have to be in person. I cannot work from home. I need to be with the students. Whereas some staff said, you know, I'm caring for folks or I have medical issues, I won't be back this year. And that helped us. The reason being is, you know, when we think about making the building, having 3 feet and 6 feet apart, if we think about everybody eventually transitioning in, there would not be room. That's why some schools are doing the on days and off days, because they can't even accommodate it. Well, fortunately for us, we had enough of the online people that would be online all year that we did all of our class lists the same, right? So that the teacher could have a relationship with the students could know the expectations from the beginning of the year to the end and give them some sense of comfort and stability. So our in-person students came in and stayed in until now. We had one break where the governor had us off after spring break, and that was the only break. And then we had the remote that phased in. So now about 80% of our students are all in person. They come 4 days a week in person. It's still a shortened day, and that's because it's almost like a one-room schoolhouse. They don't go to their specials, and they eat lunch in the classroom with their teacher to still be able to cohort. Most of our students obviously are under 12, the whole demographic, so they can't have the vaccination for those younger folks. So they're still cohorted. They stay in their room all day, and then on Fridays, they do the asynchronous. They do all their specials and connect that way. And their teachers, some of them are live, some of them are remote.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, you know, you talked about comfort and connection. And that's certainly something that I found in these conversations, that social emotional learning was the phrase that I used to hear before the pandemic. And I would nod my head and say, oh, yes, social emotional learning. I know exactly what you're talking about, but not really having it. It's just a very fuzzy, theoretical sort of thing, right? Because of the pandemic, it's a very, very real thing that became, it seems, to be first and foremost for districts. There wasn't even any curricula happening last spring. It was just to get the kids together, to get that comfort. Talk a little bit about it. I mean, is that something that you think, well, maybe you had it before, but has that changed? Has it accelerated? And is that something that you, I'm sure you hope, but do you think it will kind of retain once we go back to whatever normal is? And do you think the technology can helps enable that, even just the like platforms like Zoom, where you can connect one-to-one with parents, say?